I do like how you were going, though.
And welcome, everyone. Are you glad to be in God's house today? Isn't it wonderful to be here worshiping Him? And Lisa's coming to share a welcome and read some scripture today.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Can we give God a big hand clap? Yeah. Hallelujah! God is near. Good morning online, and thank you for joining us here at Living Well Church. We're just so happy to have you all in the house to worship God with us. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Please join us if you're able to worship. Stand and worship with us.
Together, praise Him, shall we? One, two, three, four. You said you would take it easy.
praise the Lord. And we join with all creation singing His praises.
High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. For thou, thank you.
bow your heads and pray with me? And just think about the wonder of God being over all the earth. Father God, we come to you today. We exalt you. We recognize your authority, your splendor, and your majesty. And God, I ask for you to just penetrate each one's hearts here today. As they hear the word, let them understand that you are for us. You are not against us. And that you are the ultimate authority. You're the final answer. You're the victory. And that we get to be a part of that victory. And God, we just thank you. We're so humbled today to just be able to come before you publicly and say the name of Jesus. Jesus is the name above all names. The name above sickness, cancer, death, yes. The grave. The grave can't even hold you. So, Father God, as we step into listening to your word brought by Pastor John today, God, let us hear it and let us be doers of the word and see your authority in it, that we can carry your authority everywhere we go. And Father, I just ask that you bless this offering and multiply it and use it wherever you see fit. We thank you for this and all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Far above all gods, for thou, so art I above all the earth.
Are coming around to receive our morning tithes and offerings. I have a little man on the street video I'd like to show you here this morning.
Why would you obey authority?
I have no idea. No comment.
Why do you obey authority?
It's there. Flaws.
I know if I don't, I might wind up someplace I'm not supposed to.
I see.
And then, like in the pokey.
Well, you gotta have some rules and laws in society, man.
For the common good of several people, there has to be some type of order.
Why? Because you go to jail if you don't.
Okay, what if you didn't go to jail?
If I didn't go to jail, I mean,
what is the underlying reason behind doing that?
What's the underlying reason behind being authority? It's just natural.
You notice you got a check in your hand? Just wondering. What is it that would prevent you from just taking all the money that's in there?
I got a family.
Excuse me, sir. Why did you walk within the crosswalk?
Why?
Yeah.
What you're supposed to do.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
What?
Why did you stop?
Because you guys were in the way.
Well, why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why would I obey authority?
I asked you first.
Well, because God's word says to obey the authority over me.
Why do you obey authority?
Why do I obey authority? Because I was brainwashed that way from early childhood.
Well, what if you weren't brainwashed?
You still got to respect authority. Otherwise, everything would be chaos. Who are we doing this for?
I hate to bust your bubble or whatever you got in mind. But you appear as though there's something wrong with you. You don't ask. You should ask a question that makes more sense, like, what do you think of the price of food?
What do you think about the price of food?
It's high.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. Why would you obey authority?
Because I'm a born-again Christian, and I obey the Bible. And the Bible says to obey those who have authority over you.
Can I ask you a quick question? Why do you obey authority?
Well, I guess that's the way I was brought up. From the old school, in the Bronx, with a big family, and we had to do right. Okay?
Fantastic. And what do you think about the price of food?
I think it's a little high right now.
Excuse me, sir. What do you think about the price of food? Mm-hmm. And why do you obey authority? Here, sit. Excuse me, sir. Why do you obey authority?
I don't.
All right, why do you not obey authority?
Because I'm a rebel.
All right, well then, would you rather there not be any rules?
Yes.
And what would a world be like?
Your conscience should be your rules. Nobody should tell you what to do.
Well, what would drive your conscience?
Your beliefs, your upbringing.
Such as?
Family.
Where would their rules come from?
Common sense. And a belief.
Belief in what?
Believe in God. If for somebody believe in God, for somebody another believe in life. Common sense of to taking care of, what you want for others is what you want for yourself. So
great. Thank you.
Welcome.
Oh, and what do you think about the price of food?
Price of food, it's fine. If you compare to other countries, we live in a great country.
Thank you.